Colonel, how are you?
Sloaney, we are doing great out here in the growing fields of the Ohio Valley. This is Colonel Cannabis with the Marijuana Militia. Of course, we're aligned with Hemp Rock Productions and heard all that positive talk about marijuana being legal. And
how about that?
Yeah, well, for people out there who still want to celebrate it while it's illegal, of course, I want to wish you a happy 420. Be the first one to wish you a happy 420 there. This end of the month, May 1st and 2nd, Hemp Rock Productions, in association with Cures Not Wars, presents Cincinnati, Ohio's 2010 Worldwide Marijuana March and Rally. Saturday, we've got the party. That's a BYOB party, by the way, at the Riverfront West Pavilion down there in Miami. And, of course, Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. down at our courthouse. Come on down and smoke some illegal marijuana on the courthouse steps.
Now, wait a minute. Can you do that?
Well, yeah, of course you can. You got to put it in a pipe or some papers. We have a lot of that. And you light
so you're
it
having
up.
Like a smoke in there.
We've been doing this for, I've personally been doing it for 21 years. Anymore, they don't even bother setting
They don't even bother you there.
They don't even bother. How about the Cincinnati cops show up the last time? We're kind of surprised. But the Hamilton County people go, look, they do it every year.
Yeah, do it every year. It's not a big deal. Let them go. And somehow, in the act of doing this the last 20 years, Colonel Cannabis.
21.
How many people were robbed, murdered, raped, assaulted, beat up? How many car accidents and homicides were there because so many people were stoned?
Zero. There's only been, in matter of fact, in the 21 years that I've been personally involved, there's only been like one arrest that we can even remember, and that was when we used to do it down on Fountain Square, and that was for somebody actually walking in the flowers. That was about it. We had a lawyer.
But even, you know, I mean, still, you know, it's a fine and like a 30-day sentence if you're caught with a joint on you in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's got the weird thing there where they try to, you know, try to put you in jail for that. But all you got to do is call Hemp Rock. It's www.hemprock.com, and we can get you with the finest lawyers. So basically, you just say you want the trial, and then they will recite you under Ohio law, and it's a payout fine, and away you go.
All right, that's the end of the day. Right,
yeah,
right.
But so. we've got California's put it on the ballot for total legalization. Michigan, north of us, has got it legal for patients. You know, we're maybe 10 years behind the time here. Maybe this is where we...
Well, maybe if we got rid of the federal restrictions here and the federal government locking people up because, you know, in states' rights, they're not pursuing this enough, so the feds, the DEA gets angry at that.
On your own show there, Sloaney, I believe there's been numerous state officials and representatives that have said exactly that if the feds get out of the way, they would have no problem.
Right, no problem at all. The American people want it. They want to tax it. They want to bring it above board. They want to make it legal. And you know what? It's safer for me than alcohol. And, you know, I'm tired of government in my pocketbook, my bedroom. Enough already with social intervention.
It's after the greenbacks. So
absolutely. The same thing for me bringing a Christmas tree is what they want to cite me for marijuana use. That's
absolutely. Basically. So, you know, with the Tea Party and everybody else, you know, here's one group of people who actually want to be taxed. So let's,
right, exactly.
I mean, it's crazy. And
awesome.
It is a police state. So what we need to do is get away from a police state, and this is one way we can do it. A lot of problem is what are we going to do with all these police officers?
Right. Well, that's the other thing is, like, what about all this money the DEA has? You know, we've got Mexican drug cartels spilling over the border. Anyway, I got to get going. I'm running late here. Good to talk to you. Good luck with the rally.
You have a good one.
You too, brother. We'll get a break in, and more ahead, 700 WOW. Well, we have exploding volcanoes to talk about. Volcano in Europe. No one can pronounce the name of this place it's in, by the way, so we'll just call it the volcano. You know where it is. It's compromising the United Kingdom again now because another plume has gone up. So details, Terry Laffey will have that. Tomorrow night, we have the magic, the glory, the pageantry. Tomorrow night, I have good news and bad news. Tomorrow, I will be on the air. The bad news, it'll be after the Reds and the Dodgers play. Can you spell suck? R-E-D-S, as in the home of the Reds. 700 WOW Cincinnati.